I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land where this radio show is being created and pay my respects to the elders past, present, and emerging. Sovereignty was never ceded. Hello, I'm Nesteha, and this is Mojo Radio bringing you the most important news of the week. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has invited opposition leader Peter Dutton to attend the Garma Festival after the two clashed over the Voice to Parliament referendum. However, Dutton has declined to attend this year's event, which will be held in the Northern Territory.
I say to the leader of the opposition, he needs to spend less time on his dirt unit and more time in the red dirt of the top end.
The Robodebt scheme has been linked to serious harm, including 2030 deaths. However, a new report by ABC Fact Check showed that the findings of the Royal Commission suggest a lower number than those circulating online. In international politics, former US President Donald Trump has made his first court appearance in response to a new federal indictment against him. Trump has pleaded not guilty to charges of attempting to overturn the 2020 election results in the United States. The indictment accuses him of having sought to interfere with the election and of having incited his supporters to storm the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. Burkina Faso and Mali issued a warning on Monday that any military intervention in Niger aimed at restoring deposed President Mohamed Bazoum would be regarded as a declaration of war against their two countries. Last month, a military coup took place in Niger that has resulted in a backlash from some African nations and Western countries such as France and the United States. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and his wife Sophie announced their separation. The couple stated that they made the decision following many meaningful and difficult conversations and have requested privacy. In social news, a former childcare worker is facing 1,623 abuse charges, having allegedly offended in both Australia and overseas between 2007 and 2022. The man is scheduled to appear in court in Brisbane. Almost 300 former students from 180 schools in Victoria are pursuing historical claims of child abuse. Each victim has the potential to receive millions of dollars in compensation. National property prices in Australia are predicted to increase up to 5% after already rising by 2% since the start of the year. However, Melbourne's property prices will experience a slower growth rate compared to other states. In arts and culture, Grammy Award-winning singer Lizzo has firmly denied accusations of creating a hostile work environment by three former dancers. They allege incidents of sexual, racial, and religious harassment and weight shaming that took place between 2021 and 2023. In a statement released on her Instagram on Thursday, Lizzo states that she is overwhelmingly disappointed and not the villain that the people and the media portray her to be. The Garma Festival, which will take place on Gumatj Country in Northern Territory, is expected to draw 2,600 attendees. The four-day event will occur amid discussions surrounding the Indigenous Voice to Parliament referendum and will be the first festival since the passing of Yolngu elder Yunupingu. And in sports, in a historic moment, Morocco's women's soccer team has qualified for the last 16 in their first ever appearance at the FIFA Women's World Cup. FIFA President Gianni Infantino has met the Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese at the Parliament House and has thanked him for the country hosting the FIFA Women's World Cup alongside New Zealand.
What I want to say here is a big, big thank you to the nation, to Australia, to New Zealand, who is co-hosting the World Cup as well.
And that is all for today. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, log on to our website mojonews.com.au.